that be able to come to share God's word with you today?
这是我第三次到家了来。
This is my third time to your church.
我感到好像回到家了一趟。
Now I feel very much at home.
今天就非常的热情。
I thank you for your friendship.
今天呢，我想跟大家分享关于达尔文进化论这个质疑达尔文进化论的第三个部分。
Today we want to study about the question of, about the theory of evolution.
上两次呢，我们谈了就是达尔文进化论呢，我们觉得它有很多的错误。
Last two times we study and find that there are actually quite a lot of error formed in the theory of evolution.
第一部分讲到这个跨物种进化是不可能的。
First, we find out to go from one species to another is actually impossible.
第二次呢，我们也讲到，就是人，是如果说人是从猴子进化来的，当中缺少了很多的化石证据。
So last time we also mentioned there are so many missing transitional fossils from between ape and man.
今天呢，我们想来谈一下，因为达尔文进化论当中说的，有一句，就是说为什么人是猴进化来的呢？他说因为人跟他很像。
In the theory of evolution, they said man came from ape. One of the reasons because we look so much alike.
那么我想今天和大家来分享一下人和猴、猩猩是不是真的很像呢？
Actually, I want to study, are we actually very similar to ape and chimp?
首先我们现在外面看到的媒体报道和科学文章当中呢都说，我们人和黑猩猩的DNA只有1%的差别，或者1.23%的差别。
Actually, in a lot of popular science, we learn that ape and man are so similar. There is only 1.3% difference in our DNA.
许多人看到这里就觉得我们跟黑猩猩没什么差不多嘛。
Some people actually think we are actually the same.
几乎是99%相同了。
We are 99% similar to an ape.
所以他们相信我们真的是猴变的。
That's why they believe that we evolved from ape.
今天呢，我想和大家详细的分析一下，它这个数据是怎么来的。
I want to study with you how that number come from.
那么大家看了以后就会明白，实际上我们人跟大猩猩的 DNA 是相差很多很多。
After that, I hope you can realize there are such a big difference between ape and man, even on DNA.
我想，我们人呢不是从大猩猩从猿进化来的，我们是神造的。Indeed,
we know man did not evolve from ape. We were created by God.
而且我们知道他，我们刚才读的经文就是我们是神是按照他的样式来造我们。In
fact, the scripture we just read tells us that we are created in the image of God.
我深信我们的神绝不会像大猩猩这样。
I know our God doesn't look like ape.
那么这个呢，关于神造我们，对基督徒来说，弟兄姐妹们说，这不是个问题。For
many Christians, that God created man is not a big question.
有的弟兄姐妹说，虽然我说不出什么道理，但是我凭着信心，我相信就可以了。
A lot of Christians say, even though I don't understand fully understand why, but by faith I can believe that.
但是我想，光明白还不够。
I think just merely understand is not enough.
我们要传福音。
We want to share our gospel.
我们要告诉我们的慕道朋友。
We want to tell to our friends.
至少你要告诉你的孩子。
At least you want to be able to explain to your children.
你希望你的孩子相信，他们我们都是大猩猩变的吗？
Do you want your children to believe that he come from apes?
或者你希望他们相信我们是神造的？
Or that they realize they are created by God.
有个小女孩问她妈妈，她妈，我们人到底是怎么来的？
One little girl asked her mom, where do we came from?
妈说我们是神造的。The
mom replied that God created us.
我带你到教会去。Let
me take you to the church.
你就明白了。
And you can understand.
她又去问爸爸。 问他问爸爸，他说
So when you went to it, then when she went to ask her dad,
爸爸，我们人哪里来的？
Dad, where did we come from?
爸爸说猴变的。
Dad said that we came from the apes.
博物馆里面都有那个画像啊，有模型啊。
Do you see them in that in the museum?
我可以带你去。
I can take you to the museum.
这是科学啊。
These are science.
小孩糊涂了。
Now the child is confused.
他就问妈，他妈和爸说跟你不一样。
She went to ask her mom. Said, Dad said differently than you.
爸爸说我们是猴变的。
Dad said we came from apes.
他妈妈不高兴。
Mom was not happy.
说孩子，妈妈那边的全是神道，你爸那边全是猴变的。
The mother said come from God, but your dad's family come from God.
我想这不是很好的答案给我们的孩子。
This may not be a good answer for our children.
好，我们现在今天来讲一讲啊，我们今天的题目。
Let's look into this topic.
这个是我。达尔文进化论当中啊，像他们就其实这话不是达尔文说的，是现在的主张达尔文进化论的这些人啊。
Actually, this is not from the theory of evolution originally. It's from a lot of modern men.
他们就说，如果人是猿进化来的，人和猿就有许多相近的特征。
It says that if we evolved from apes, we will have many similarities to them.
所以他的结论就来了。
Then comes the conclusions.
因为人和猿有许多相近的特征，所以人就是猿进化来的。
So they, because we have so many similarities, therefore we came from apes.
你们看了这个说法，觉得有没有问题？
Does that statement make sense to you?
许多人说没问题啊。
It doesn't make sense to many people.
好像蛮有道理的。
It seems reasonable.
我想先和大家分享一下，如果人是猿进化来的，人和猿就有许多相近的特征，这是真的吗？
If a evolved, man evolved from man, there will be similarity between two of them.
你首先还不知道人是不是跟猿进化来的。
First, we really don't know whether man evolved from ape.
你假设他是进化来的，你就说我跟他很像。
You start with the assumption that we evolved from ape, and then you conclude that there are many similarities.
你怎么证明人进化以后就很像？
How do you know after being evolved they will be similar?
那是你自己想象出来的。
These are all many assumptions.
第二，达尔文从来没有说过进化跟像有什么关系。
Actually, Darwin, the theory of evolution, never mentioned that similarity are a result of evolution.
哎，你们去看达尔文的所有著作。
If you look at any of many of his books.
他从来没有说进化以后就会像。
He never mentioned that evolution results in similarity.
他只是说进化是从低级到高级。
The evolution is come from simple life form to a more complicated life form.
从简单到复杂。
From being simple to being complicated.
是慢慢慢慢慢慢的变。
A gradual process.
他甚至说一那个熊啊可以慢慢的变成青鱼。
He's even mentioned that a whale can evolve from a bear.
那么熊跟青鱼会不会像呢？
Do they look anywhere similar at all?
显然是不像的。
Obviously no similarity.
他甚至说鱼可以上岸，上岸以后就变成猴，猴又变成人，那鱼跟人根本不像。
He said the whale can evolve and leave the water, become ape and come to man. But there is no similarity between the beginning and the end.
那么我们退一万步说，就算是像
，even if they do look similar，
你们觉得他的这个结论对不对呢
？Can you conclude they are evolved？
我就模仿他的这个句子，自己造了一句，就是稍微改变一下。如果他说如果猿是进化来的就相近的特征，那我就不用进化，我就说如果我是我爸生的，我和他就有许多相近的特征，这个比他靠谱多了，是不是？
I want to use an analogy that if I was born by my father, I would look similar to him.
因为你不知道进化以后到底像不像。
Because we don't know whether after being evolved, they would look similar.
但是你可以确信我是我爸生的，我真的跟他很像。
If I am dictated by my father, I would look similar to him.
就算这一点是对的。
If this is true,
那么后面这个结论对不对？
Can you have that conclusion?
因为我和他很像，所以我是他生的。
Because I look similar to him, I can conclude, I was rejected by him.
那显然这就是不对的。
Obviously, that can be.
因为跟你像的人多了。
Because there are many people that might look similar to you.
你怎么都可能是他生的呢？
They cannot be all your father.
像这种的例子呢，很多在逻辑学上，我们说一个大的错误就是循环论证。
In the logic, that's what we call recycle logic.
我再跟大家举一个例子。
Let me give you another example.
我这里看到一张图啊，他说那些人跟狮子好像蛮像的啊。
That the men look very similar to a lion.
那你绝不会说我们跟狮子很像，那我们的祖先就是狮子了。
Can we come through then that because we look similar to lions, our ancestors are lions?
还有啊，我再给他举个例子。他说有一句话说，如果甲和乙是双胞胎
，this is that if A and B are twins,
那么甲和乙很像
，they will be similar.
这还算是对啊
，this seems true.
我们知道双胞胎那个同卵双胞胎很像，但一卵的。但我们至少这一点还是可以说得过去。
We know some twins that look very much alike.
这一对呢是双胞胎。
This is a picture of a twin.
他们评为2004年全世界最漂亮的双胞胎。
They were recognized the prettiest twin in the world in the year 2000.
他们像不像
？Do they look alike?
像啊。
They look very similar.
那我就说，因为他们是双胞胎啊，因为他们是双胞胎，所以他们很像，应该有这个道理啊。根据达尔文进化论的学说，他们提倡的，那我倒过来怎么讲呢？就是因为他们很像，所以他们就是双胞胎。
But can we say that A and B look so much alike? We can learn, so we can conclude they are twins.
请看这两张照片，这两个男的像不像
？Look at those two men. Do they look alike?
也像啊、
哦、They also look similar.
那根据这个说法就是他们一定是双胞胎的。
Can we conclude that they are twins?
这是一个真实的故事。
This is actually a true story.
在美国 Kansas 一个监狱。
In a jail in Kansas.
进来了一个叫靠右边的那个叫 West, Will West 的犯人。
There's a prisoner called Will West, King.
当他进来的时候，监狱里面的看管人员就说：“你怎么又来了？”
When the warden was surprised and tell him, "Why you back?"
你两个月以前刚刚放出去。
We just let you go for 2 months.
你又犯罪了。
Now you are back again.
当然没有，我第一次来。
But boy, say that this is my first time here.
你还撒谎。
How could you dare to lie?
我认识你。
I know you.
他还是否认
，But Will insists that he was never been here.
他们就去找他的档案材料
，So they went back to look at the records.
就拿出这张照片，跟他进来拍的照片对了一下
，They actually found another picture of him and they compared it.
他们又找出了详细的材料，他们叫做这个 Burlington Measurement.
The Burlington Measurement.
他的意思就是说。除了指纹以外，他还测量他眼睛的距离，头有多长，耳朵离开这儿有多远，详细的把你五官的每一个距离，嘴巴离开有多大，嘴巴有多大，下巴有多高，做了非常详细的测量。他们觉得这个呢非常可靠，因为你的指纹有时候会模糊啊或者什么。所以呢，他们专门有这一套的，监狱里面有这一套的那个测量的方法。
They use actually this set of identification Burlington to measure your facial feature. It's more even more reliable than your fingerprint.
几乎一样。
They are almost alike.
他还是坚决否认。
But still, he insists that he is not the person.
没有办法，他们就 check 他的指纹和 DNA.
So finally, they check his DNA and fingerprint.
两个人根本不是双胞胎。
They are not related.
而且不是同一个人。
It's not the same person.
所以原来认为他们是双胞胎啊，或者是同一个人啊，就说明他们非常的羡慕。
You thought they are twins because they look similar. It was not the case.
所以根据这种说法也是不对的，因为他用了这个错误的逻辑。
So just because they look similar, you cannot conclude they are twins.
那么我们再来看一下啊，他说因为人和猿很像，所以你是进化的。
So if you say that man and ape are similar, can we conclude that they man evolved from ape?
刚才我们已经说了，就算像
，So we have already seen that if they look, even if they look similar,
这个结论也是不对。
You cannot have that conclusion.
那么如果不像呢
？What if they don't look alike?
你说如果像，那你就是进化而来的；如果不像呢，那是不是就说就一定不是进化而来的呢？
So can we also conclude that if they don't look similar, they would not have been evolved?
既然进化论的学者都是这个观点，那么我们现在来看看，到底人和猿像不像？
Since a lot of scientists still believe man evolved from ape, let's see whether we are actually that similar.
我可以列出很多他们不像的地方，但是我只是列出了十几条。
I would point out a few major differences between them.
最明显的就是人直立行走。
One is that men walk upright.
可是猿是四肢行走。
But the ape walked with their arm.
那么就是进化论的学者为了证明人是猿进化来的。
For the evolutionists to prove that man evolved from ape.
他们根据进化论的理论，就是说你从低级到高级。
He said from a low life form you evolve into a higher life form.
你的生存能力一定越来越强。
Your survival rate will increase.
所以你要进化。
That's why the species must evolve.
所以他们一定要想方设法的说四肢行走不好。
That's why they want to begin to conclude that to walk in all four is not that good.
他们要证明直立行走好。
To walk upright is actually a better way.
实际上科学分析直立行走没有他们那么好。
Actually, after many scientific studies, they find that to walk on erect is not as stable as walking on all four.
因为你人的压力很大。
Because there is a lot of weight or pressure.
而且你走路走不快。
And you also slow down when you walk in two legs.
那既然进化，最后一定要站起来。
Since if you evolve to a higher and erect form.
但是除了人之外，其他动物都没有这个直立行走的趋势。
Actually, besides man, there are no other animal that have the ability of walking erect.
那就说明这个并不是说进化是猿从进化到人。
That we can see that man did not evolve from ape.
我们再来看看人和猿还有许多不同的地方。第一，他们不能输血。
Another big major difference that you cannot transfusion of the blood between the two.
对，如果一输血的话，就一定会要失去生命的。
If you have ape's blood transfused into you, you will lose your life.
第二个就是他们染色体的数目不一样。
There's also many DNA difference.
这个染色体是非常非常重要，所有的遗传信息都在染色体里面。
A lot of our inheritance information are stored in DNA.
如果染色体有一点变化
，If there's any mutational change,
那么人或者动物就会有各种各样的疾病。
That animal or that man will have a lot of diseases.
那么人和黑猩猩的染色体呢，相差一对。
There's a 24 pair of DNA.
那么就说明他们当中有许许多多的这个遗传的信息是不一样的。
That from that we can see there are so many different inherited information stored in each.
所以现在科学家呢都觉得这个你染色体数目的不一样的，那是人和猿的一个很大的鸿沟。
Even now, the scientists concluded the difference in DNA arrangement is a gap that the two cannot cross.
而且他们发现现在黑猩猩的基因啊和人的基因的相差非常的大。
In fact, the inheritance of DNA of the ape and man are so different.
绝不是 1.23。
Is not 1.23%.
那么我们来看一下啊，它还有它的区别。
There are so many other differences that I want to feature.
我们可以，它的下巴骨不一样。
The jawbone are so very different.
人和猿是不能够生育的。
And also they cannot breathe.
手、足、脑、生理结构都不一样的。
Even the limb, the brain, they are structurally very different.
那么肋骨的数目也不一样。
The number of ribs between in the ape and man are different.
猿很怕水，但是人喜欢水。
Ape are afraid of water, the men prefer water.
我上次跟他分享，为了解释这个问题，他们想出来，他说，这个猿有一段时间400万年，他们到水里去生活。
There's some people say that four hundred million years ago, ape actually prefer water.
而且猿不能向后弯腰，人可以。
Also, ape cannot bend on the back.
你看大金盘猿，它往后弯，
猿肯定不行。That's why they can do somersault.
你看猿啊，浑身长毛，人没有了。
They are hairy. Most men are not.
而且奇怪，人的头发会长，猿不会。
Ape does not grow hairs on top.
要不然就麻烦了啊。
Otherwise, that would be difficult.
那么还有呢，就是他们的骨骼不同。
Also, the structural difference are very great.
就是脑的啊，脑那个人呢有四片脑骨。那个只有人只有两片。
Man have four head skull of head bone, but
消化器官也不一样。
因为 digestive system are very different.
人吃了直接到胃里的。
When man eat, it goes straight through the stomach.
原不是，它放在旁边。
There's actually some storage area in the head bone.
所以它抢东西吃很快。
That's why they can bite it, they swallow, put
it in there.
Because they can put that in that storage pouch.
大脑不一样。
The whole brain structure are very different.
猿猴的脑容量只有三分之一，只有人的三分之一。
The ape's brain is only one third of the human brain size.
那人有创造性。
Man has creativity.
有抽象思维。
He imagines.
也有形象思维。
We can also think.
猿没有啊。
These are features that ape cannot do.
这种呢就是一个很大的差别，因为猿它不会唱歌啊。
That's why you never hear ape sing.
它的语言中枢它不会发出声音来。
Limited language ability.
它能发出声音，但是没有语言啊，是它们自己的那种语言，不像我们那么复杂的语言。
Ape are able to make sound, but not language.
那当然它有尾巴，我们没有。
Also they have a tail.
然后手脚的长度也不一样。
Even lifespan are different between them.
然后我看寿命也不一样。
And age, lifespan are different.
至少人现在活的岁数要3倍、4倍啊。
Man's lifespan tells you 3 or 4 times of age.
那么最大的区别就是我们人会敬拜神。
One of the great differences is that men worship God.
猿不会。
Ape are not able to.
他会学你的样子。
He might imitate your action.
但他不知道他在干嘛。
He has no idea what he is doing.
你教他这么做，他能得到好处。
You can teach it to do certain things and reward it.
如果你敬拜神，他跟你学。
If you tell the ape to pray,
那你就打他。
Otherwise, you punish it.
那你以后敬拜神，他不会。
You can probably train the tail.
所以呢，它这是一个，我觉得这是人跟动物的一个最大的区别，就是人敬畏神，动物不会。
I feel this is one of the great differences between ape and man.
现在我们来谈这个问题。现在 化论者最觉得理直气壮的就是说，人跟那个黑猩猩跟猿呢非常相似，他说 DNA 才 1.23 那么小。
One of the strongest points for the evolution is that the difference between ape and man is only 1.23%.
这个数大家都在用。
These are the numbers everybody uses.
只要一说人和猿的差别。
Every time you talk about the difference between ape and man,
都把这个数字拿出来。
They always bring out these numbers.
好像天经地义已经定下来了。
It seems like this is a principle that can never be changed.
所以我今天想让大家介绍一下这个数字到底哪里来的。
Today I want to let you know where that number comes from.
怎么做出来的
？How did they arrive at that number?
这个数字最早是2002年在很有名的美国科学杂志上的发表的一篇文章。
This number comes originally in year 2000 from a very well-known science magazine.
当时呢是一个科学的团队一起做的。
It was a research paper by a group of scientists.
它的结论就是说，人和这个猿的那个差别只有 1.23.
They conclude that the DNA difference between man and ape are only 1.23%.
但是在这个摘要当中呢，有一句话从来没有人提。
But in the summary, you recognize this a paragraph that nobody ever mentioned.
他指出人和黑猩猩两个基因组之间有着很大的这个差异。
They say that there is a great difference between the makeup of the DNA.
他是在一个非选那个选择区，非随机选择区，就是指的那个non-random region.
In the non-random area, there is a great difference.
但是后面的人就刻意把这句话呢就。不提了。
For some reason, they purposely omitted that paragraph.
那么我们再来看看，它这个 1.23 的差别到底是怎么做出来的
？So where is that 1.23% come from?
两三年以后呢，另外一个科学家 Cohn,
several years afterwards, another scientist Cohn,
他也在这个同一个杂志上发表了一篇文章。
He also in the same magazine published his findings.
他说因为2005年开始我们有了全部的黑猩猩的基因图。
He said by year 2005 we are able to get all the DNA make up all the apes.
那么他就用这个图跟人的基因图做了详细的对比。
So he compared the people men's DNA and apes.
他差别太大了5%。
They said it with a 5% difference.
可是这篇文章没有人去引用它。
But however, most people ignore this publication.
到了2012年
，until year 2012,
这本杂志上还在说1.23%。
The same magazine still insisted only 1.2% difference in DNA.
那么我想说一下，他这个科学家他们这个数字怎么得出来的？因为他要涉及到一些。生物学的这个基因的比对啊，有些专门的这些名词和做法呢，可能大家不大熟。
I know that go through a number, there is some scientific calculation we might to go over.
我想做一个比喻，先做一个比喻，这样大家能够明白到底是怎么比出来的。
So I'm just going to give you an analogy to so you can understand how the numbers arrive.
我现在要比较黑猩猩和人的差别。
If I compare the difference between the apes and man,
就好像我要比较两本书的差别。
It's just that I want to compare the difference between two books.
当你要比较两本书的差别，你是不是比较它的内容
？When you compare the difference between the two books, do you see the difference between the contents?
比较它的每一句句子
，Do you compare the beauty of the sentence？
表示它每一句句子表达的意思
，The way how each sentence is expressed，
然后你才知道它们是不是一样，对不对
？Then you compare the difference. Is that the way you do it？
你是不是去比较它里面句子用的字都是相似的
？Do you compare the type of vocabulary they use in the books？
他两句句子可以大部分的字都是一样的。
You might have the same number of words.
但他表达的意思可能完全不一样。
But this word might express very different meaning.
所以比较 DNA， 他们是怎么比较的呢？他就拿人和黑猩猩，他拿一条染色体拿出来。
The way to compare the apes, the DNA of ape and man that they took out a section of DNA.
不是所有的染色体。
Not the whole range.
我们知道人有23对的 chromosome， 就是那个染色体，猩猩有24对，然后他就从猩猩当中抽一对，抽一条。
So, from the 23 pair of chromosomes, they picked out one.
一条 chromosome 呢，它是一个 DNA 的载体。
DNA is make up of chromosome.
就是在那个 chromosome 上面有好多好多 DNA。
In the chromosome, there is series of DNA.
就像有一句句子里面有好多好多的字。
就在人的 sentence, there are many words.
那么他就拿了这一条那个染色体以后呢，他就拿出其中的一段。
From that chromosome, they pick a section.
就像我们从书里面的一章拿出其中的一段。
Just like from a paragraph, we pick up a sentence.
到另一本书里面去找跟它相似的句子。
We use the sentence and to find the same sentence in another book.
那么他就拿了这个一段的DNA 呢，是一段的那个染色体呢，到人的基因库里面去找有没有跟它相似的。
So from that section of chromosome, they go to the chromosome for man to look for a similar one.
他发现好像有能够很相似的。
And finally, they find something that's similar.
然后他就开始比对
，and then compare these two。
在我给大家看他们怎么比对这个染色体的时候呢，我先给他举个例子。
Before I tell you how they compare the chromosome, I want to give you an example。
我用一句句子
，if I use a sentence，
来表示这一段的基因。
So as an analogy of DNA。
那么这个句子的每一个字母。
That means every word in the sentence.
相当于基因上的每一个核苷酸，就是他用的就是或者用的那个氨基酸呢，在上面的排列的那个nucleic acid 啊，对，我们就相当于它是这样来，我想给它做一个比喻啊。那么
I try to use an analogy for you.
你看我们假设这个黑猩猩的这个黑猩猩呢就代表水浒哈、啊
okay.
那么这个人呢就代表三国演义
OK the ape represent one book and the baby represent another one represent like
那么我们拿黑猩猩的拿黑猩猩的染色体去比较人的染色体
so we compare the chromosome of the ape and the man
那么我们来现在用另外一句句子啊，他说就好像这个《水浒传》里面，我拿出一张某一张啊。
You just from the book, you pick a chapter.
那么我总是挑《水浒传》里面的这一章的内容跟《三国演义》有点像的那张。
I pick a chapter where the story are very similar.
那我在想，可能《水浒传》里面有一章啊，是在讲在。水里面打仗。
This is a chapter mentioned about the sea battle.
那么《三国演义》也有一章啊，火烧赤壁也是在河里面打仗。
And we find a similar event in the other book.
那么他们一定在句子当中有相同的字。
So in that, you're probably going to be able to find similar words.
或者你可以找两本完全不一样的历史故事。
Or even two completely different historical accounts.
他们一定有很多句子都是一样的。
They're going to have a lot of similar sentences.
比如说吾皇万岁万岁万万岁。
When the people that shout long live to the king.
这种书里面都有，是不是？
You probably can find a sentence in many books.
那么我现在给大家看两句句子。
So I'm going to pick up two sentences.
那么我们在这个对比这两本书的时候呢，他们 强调的是不是对比两句句子的意思，它是对比有多少个字相同。
When they do the comparison, they are not talking about the number of words, but similar words.
也就是说，他们是在说你的有多少的这个合关单词相同的，而不是基因表达的意思是相同的。
They are not talking about the similar meaning, but the number of words.
那么，根据他们的方法呢，我们再看一下，他就说地心菌呢。他取一个 DNA 的片段，
so they bring out a section of chromosome.
大概有300个碱基，就是那个 base pair.
They might be 300 pairs.
相当于我拿一句句子一个段落呢，大概有300个字。
Just I grab a sentence that has 300 words.
然后呢，我就到那本书里面去。
So I compare that to another book.
然后比以后呢，他说好多字都是一样的。
Now you conclude that there are so many similar words found in the other book.
我现在呢就是来看一看啊，大家是怎么比的。有一段句子，有一句句子啊，我自己造了一句句子，比如说。
So I pick up a sentence from the book.
比如说 A 句和 B 句有两句句子。
There are two sentences A and B.
它们相当于两条基因。
Just that they are two chromosomes.
那么我们来对一下。第一句句子，他说 ，I love you, you love me, we're all family.
That's the first sentence.
他就说啊，我爱你，你爱我，我们都是一家人。第二句句子
，The second sentence.
I hate you. You do not love me. We're not family.
That's the second sentence.
这两句句子意思一样吗？
Are they meaning the same?
有相似性吗？
Are they similarity between two?
它的意思没有一点相似，而且是相反，对不对？
Actually, no similarity in meaning, they are opposite in meaning.
但它用的字好像很相似。
But they use a lot of similar words.
大部分的字都很像。
So many words are in common.
但是你在比对的时候，你会发现有些问题。
But as you compare, you're going to see their problems.
请大家看一下啊，你看它第一个 I 跟 I 对的，
you have a matching I。
看第二个 love 和 hate 这个不对，
love
这个算
not match.
说这个不对。第三个 you 对，大家对，后面也对，哦这里又不对了，这里是一个 love， 下面是一个 do， 这里是个 me， 下面是个 not， 这样对下来好像这两句句子不对啊，很大的差异，对不对？
You later on, you find there are different words used.
所以他们在比对那个基因的时候，发现哎呀，差别很大。
As they compare the DNA, they find there are so many differences.
他们想出一个办法。
So they figure out a way.
我把它对齐。
How about we matching them?
他们生物学上叫 align.
So in biology, they say align.
你去看那个文章，它对齐。
They begin to align the DNA.
它怎么对呀、啊、
？How do they match it?
它这么一对就好了。
When they align them, that's how it come out to.
你看它的相似性是不是好了好多啊
？Now it look a lot more similar.
你看，好像多了一下子多了啊，后面全对。对齐了，只有个别的几个是不对，对不对
？Now a lot more word match.
那么我们来看一下，他说这个是 love， 下面是个 hate， 这个不一样。
So that is a mismatch.
第二句句子有个 do not。
那这个 mismatch 不是 do not。
第一句句子没有。
But is that the first one？
这算不算不一样
？These are different.
你们说算不算不一样？算啊。
Now these count as different.
他们说不算。
Oh, these did not count.
为什么
？Why?
他说比较就是比你有我有才能比。
Because you can only compare two stuff that are in both.
但你有我没有没法比啊。
If there is not on the other side, you cannot compare them.
所以这个不算。
Now these do not count as different.
那么你看这里有个 all， 它没有，也不算。
Even all and not.
这里一个 not 上面没有也不算。
Because it's not found on the other sentence. These are not matching pairs.
经过这样调整以后
，after all that comparison，
第
第一句句子和第二句句子只有一个字不一样。
In fact, the only difference according to Nate, there's only one word difference.
Because love, because hate.
That's love and hate.
其他不一样都可以不算的。
Everything else matched.
尽管这样，它的意思也是完全不对的，对不对？
Even though we know the meaning of some pretty opposite.
他不说你的意思。
He doesn't care about the meaning.
也就是说，他不讲你基因表达的意思。
He doesn't tell you what the DNA tells you.
他只说第一句句子当中九个字都是一样的。
It just concludes that there are 9 similarities.
第一句和第二句只有一个字不一样。
And there is only one word different between the two arrangements.
所以说相似性大概是90%。
Now here, the according to them, the similarity is 90%.
如果这两句句子我跟你说相似性90%，你懂英语，你一定说不对。
If I tell you these two sentences are 90% similar, you would never agree.
但我们大多数的人都不懂他们的这个科学工作，不懂他们 DNA 的比对呀。
But because most of us doesn't know how they arrive at the DNA computation.
我们不知道它是这么比出来的。
We did not realize how they compare DNA.
而且他没有说他的意思是一样，他只是说他的相似性达到90%。
They also discard the meaning of the arrangement. They just say the similarity of the words.
他们用一种更巧妙的表达方法。
Yeah, they use an even more amazing comparison.
他说 A 句子当中90%都能够在 B 句子里找到。
He say that 90% of the word in sentence one can be found in the words in sentence two.
所以你去看这些科学报告，他就说99%的黑猩猩的 DNA 都在人的 DNA 里能找到。
This is exactly how they conclude in the scientific paper that 90% are similar.
那你就想啊，他们99%是一样的。
That's why you thought they are very 99% similar.
所以这两句句子肯定相似度不会到90%。
We know it cannot possibly be only 90% similarity.
那么有还有一个问题呢，就是说有好多表达 DNA 的这个表达蛋，它要那个表达蛋白质的有用的 DNA， 他们称为是有用的 DNA， 只占整个基因的大概3%也不到。
Also, they also only select the useful protein in the DNA, in the useful protein.
还有90%多的 DNA 呢，他们说没有用的。
The other DNA which they deem useless.
他们说垃圾 DNA.
They discard all those.
就算不一样也没关系。
Even if they are completely different, they just ignore those.
什么叫垃圾 DNA 呢？就说他说不起作用的。
They call those garbage DNA because it's not useful.
那真的不起作用吗？
It's not effective.
现在好几位诺贝尔奖的或者是都已经发现了这个被视为没有作用的 DNA 有很大的作用。
In fact, recently, a lot of Nobel Prize winners have discovered a lot of these garbage DNA are actually very important.
我只能举个例子，不很确切的例子。
I can only give you a few examples.
我们用的文字。
The word that we use,
它表达意思
it expresses the meaning.
那么就好像他们说的有用的 DNA,
that has been meaning are useful DNA.
我们用的标点符号
the connotation or the comma,
或者一些语气助词
or even some of the punctuations.
那么不表达什么意思
because it doesn't convey particular meaning.
我给你一篇东西，全是标点符号和那个语气助词，你可能就不知道它什么意思。
Because if you only have punctuation in the sentence, you have no meaning.
但是真的没用吗？
But are these useless?
我给他举个例子啊。
Let me give you a few examples.
在历史上，明朝。
In the Qing Dynasty.
明这是一个很有名的人物，他叫洪承畴，不知道大家熟悉不熟悉啊？
对。Famous Chinese historic figure.
他当时呢是兵部尚书。
He is one of the prime minister's military.
对啊，他相当于国防部长。
equal to our defense secretary.
后来清朝呢，他就是那个要推翻明朝，就建立清朝呢，他就帮助，他就背叛了明朝呢， 帮清朝来打那个明朝。
And he's the one that rebelled against Qing and the Green Ming Dynasty.
他投降了清朝。
He surrendered to the Qing Dynasty.
但他还要表明他是忠于明朝的这种心迹。
But he also want to express that he is still loyal to the Ming.
相当于说，他说，其实我是身在曹营心在汉。
He said, although my body is in Qing, my heart is with Ming.
他尽管是个叛徒。
Although he is a rebel,
他尽管是个卖国贼，
he's a traitor,
但他还是要表明他还是忠于原来的皇帝的。
He wants to express to show that he is still very loyal.
他还是记住原来皇帝的恩典。
He remembered the old emperor.
他在自己的大门上写了这八个字。
These are the eight words, eight characters he wrote on his own day in his document.
他说皇恩浩荡。
He's great on the emperor's A grace.
忠心可见。
My loyalty can be examined.
因为当初崇祯皇帝对他非常器重。
Because the Ming Dynasty, the emperor was so kind to him.
起先以为他死了，非常的难过。
When the emperor told he died, it was so sad.
结果有个人走过，就给他加了个标点符号和一个语气助词。
But someone passed by and they add punctuation to
the word.
This punctuation used to throw is useless.
就相当于垃圾 DNA.
They told these are similar to garbage DNA.
结果他加了以后就变成这样。
After they add the punctuation.
啊，皇恩浩荡也加了一个惊叹号。哎呀，皇确实浩荡啊，忠心可见乎？你真的是忠心吗？完全是一个讽刺的意思。
Become a sentence of criticism.
那么你说第一句句子百分之一百都在第二句句子里能找到。
We see that every word 100% are found in the second sentence.
那你认为这两句句子百分之一百相似吗？
Are these two sentences 100% similar?
好，我们现在来看一个数字啊。第一组数字，我们看一到十。
Let me show you a set of number one to ten.
第二组数字呢有好多啊。
And then there's a serial number on the second group.
显然这两组数字是不一样的。
You see these two groups are very different.
有很大的差别。
A great difference between the two.
但是按照他们现在的进化论者他们的算法呢，就是得到这样一个结论。
If you have the evolution scientists do the comparison,
他就说 A 数列当中百分之九十都在第一人找到。
He said group A is 90% similar to the group B.
那么这两个数列只差百分之十。
There's only 10% difference.
那么这篇文章的百分之一点二就怎么出来的？
This is how the number arrived.
这两位科学家呢
？These two scientists.
他们在2012年的时候
，in year 2012，
他就分析了三篇最有名的、影响最大的三篇文章。
They published three very influential articles.
他们都认为 DNA 相差呢，只有百分之一点几。
They said that the difference between DNA is only 1.23%.
他们仔细的查看了这三篇文章的所有数据。
I say go over the sentence in the article.
看一看他们是怎么做出来的。
To discover how they arrive at the numbers.
那么就发现有这样一个问题。
They have this different.
这里我给他看是一个真实的当时的一个报告。
This is actually result from the report.
请大家看一下上面和下面的。你看上面啊。有这么多的这个核苷酸，下面都没有，这是很大的差别，对不对
？If you look at, they are actually very different.
它都不算。
These are not included in.
你看这里它有一个 A， 上面没有。
Because the A is not found in the first set group.
它也不算。
Those are not omitted.
这里面有那么多的空白，它没有的。
Where there is a blank space.
它上面有。
Because the top did not match.
也不算。
These are not included.
你们看看这里空了那么多。
with its space
也不算
those are not
后面那么多的不一样这里没有上面那么多也不算
these are not included in computation
就是这么做出来的
these how the similarity was derived
这两位科学家说不行我得给你算
That's why these sometimes conclude that this cannot be the way you do it.
所以算出来以后呢，这个差距就出来了。
From their own computation, the difference arises.
这是三个人做出来原来的结论啊，它相似性95.2、98.8、98.9那么相似，但是按照他们现在说要算啊，你有我有要算，你有我没有的也要算进去。这么算出来以后呢，第一篇文章95.2变成了87，第二篇98.8呢变成了65%，第三篇呢就更奇怪了，他都不说他是怎么算出来的，所以你没办法跟他重算。
In fact, if you include all the missing part, not matching part, the difference becomes, the result becomes different.
所以呢，他们就得出了一个结论，他说相似度不会高于87%。
The similarity that concludes that it is not no higher than 87%.
有的地方呢，甚至于30%以上。
In fact, some people no more than.
它的差别啊，可以到30%以上。
The difference is only 30%.
后来这位科学家呢，他不但重复了他们的实验，他自己亲自做一个。
Later on, one scientist not only repeat, but also perform an independent experiment.
他做出来以后呢，他就发现啊，他们的差别呢非常的大。
In fact, they found that the difference are so great.
相似度低于70%。
Similarity was lower than 70%.
那么另外一位科学家呢，也做了他类似的这个实验。
Then there's the other science study.With a similar paper.
大家看一下他们比较的那个染色体的图啊。
If you compare the chromosome between the two diagrams,
那是明显的不一样。
You can see very obvious difference.
他们比较以后呢，就得出这个结论，就三分之二的那个基因啊是不一样的，一半的蛋白质的那个啊转录的单位呢也是不一样的，就说明差距太大了。
They can group two-thirds of the chromosome and one-half of protein.
甚至呢，就是他们的基因数目呢，相差了53%。
In fact, they say that the difference was 53%.
那么我们可以看到，就是啊，在2004年的时候啊，很奇怪，就是说，当时2004年呢，有一个团队，这个团队呢，他做了试验以后呢，他宣布，他说98.7%啊是相似的，就是这个团队。后来呢，他又做了一个实验。
Actually, the same group of scientists who they performed a test again on year 2004.
就是说，大家都用他的数据说相似性几乎到99%，做成99%的是他们。后来他们又做了，
结果呢，
他说是83%是不一样的，也是他们。
They come out with a different result.
第一次他说是99%一样的。
First time he said 99% are similar.
大家都用他的作为一个根据。
So people use that as a starting number.
过了两年。
After 2 years.
同样的这些人。
The same group of scientists.
又进一步做了试验。
After additional research.
他做出来83%不一样的。
They can prove that 83% are different.
但人家现在还是用他第一个结果。
But still, that first number are still being used.
都说99%是一样的。
那 we still they still insist that 99% are similar.
那么为了说明人是和那个猩猩进化来的呢，我们还有一种说法，看到有些孩子这么浑身长毛啊，我们以前老师也说的，这叫返祖现象，你听到过没有？
Some people say that some baby look very hairy because that are proof or evidence.
他说证明我们的祖先就是猴的。
This is evidence that we came from ape.
现在我们知道是因为基因里面出了毛病。
Right now we know these are chromosome disease.
如果你看到他长毛，那你就说他是那个返祖现象，祖先就是猴子。那有没有看到这样的孩子啊？
If you say that because they got hair, you can respect to
hair. 很多的孩子生出来都是兔唇的。
How about the blood baby? Are they transfectable?
都是因为基因上面有问题，先天的。
These are disorder in the chromosome.
你不会说我们的祖先是兔子吧？
You would not conclude that he comes from the apes.
有个孩子生出来，你看有八个肢体。
There's a kid with eight legs.
没有人说我们的祖先是章鱼。
Will somebody conclude that he comes from?
所以这个结论就不能说这样的结论。
So these are very non-objective conclusions.
这些都是因为人体 DNA 基因的突变。
These are all variation in the or change in the DNA.
那么进化论的学者说，因为你基因突变了，所以你就进化了。
Evolution say because of the change in DNA, that's how we evolve.
实际上，科学家做了试验以后，基因突变没有好处。
Generally, the study conclude that most of the variation in DNA are not beneficial.
而且不会改变物种。
It will not change from one species to the another one.
他们故意做实验呢，改变那个让基因突变的，让那个果蝇啊长出四个翅膀。
Sometimes they perform experiment to make the fly have four pair of wings.
但它还是果蝇。
It still flies.
它没有变。
There's no change.
我们知道我们有人啊有一种病啊，说是镰刀型红血球的这个病，它的那个红血球不是圆的，像镰刀一样。 这样呢，它就不能够拿到足够的氧气，而且呢，不容易从血管里面通过，甚至要割破血管，这是有生命危险的。而这个病的形成，只是相差一个氨基酸的排列。
And some the red blood cells is a problem that can trace back to 1% variation in the DNA.
等于就是排队的时候，一个人位置排错了。
So if we wait on the line, one person is on the wrong space.
一个氨基酸搞错了。One
chromosome is wrong.
结果就出现了这么大的问题。It
results in a great disease.
那人跟猩猩差那么多，三千就算是1%的相似，它也有3000万个碱基对是不一样的。
Even you got 1% difference, there's a great result in variation.
你看，因为基因突变，两个人就连在一起了。
Sometimes because of the genetic disorder, some people are merged.
但他还是人。
They are still human beings.
他不会进化成别的东西。
You won't be able to. They won't evolve into a different creature.
所以这个 DNA 呢，它不会它的改变以后呢，不会进化到更先进的东西。
That's why the variation in DNA will not result in evolution.
我们说我们人是神造的。
We say we are created by God.
可是我们好多朋友说我看不见神。
But many people that I cannot see God.
我不相信。
I do not believe him.
我要看见了我才相信。
I must see him to believe.
所以我说有的人他耳朵聋了。
Some people who might be deaf.
他去参加音乐会，大家都说音乐真美。他说我怎么听见？
If he go to a concert, he said I cannot hear a thing.
我们曾经到过法国的那个博物馆，大家都在那里拍照，说啊，蒙娜丽莎是一个非常好啊，非常有名的油画。Many
of you probably visit some of the famous museum in Paris, see Mona Lisa.
但如果一个盲人去的话，他说我怎么看不见？
If a blind man stand there, he won't be able to see a thing.
如果你在一个荒山野岭里面去旅游啊，突然你发现，哎，有一个帐篷，帐篷旁边呢还有自行车啊，里面帐篷里面还有好多糕点，你就知道这里面一定有过人。
If you are travel in the desert, in the wilderness, you find tents and food inside, you conclude that there are men there.
一定有人。
Somebody passed by here before.
尽管你没看到过人
，even though you don't see him.
我们说这叫人迹。
We conclude these are traces of men.
有经验的猎人，他知道这儿有野兽。
Experienced hunter know there are animals there.
尽管他没有看到野兽。
not see the animal.
但野兽留下了痕迹。
But from the track the animal leave behind.
我们叫兽迹。
The track.
我们兽有神，当然有神迹。
Now if we see that there are track of God.
那神迹实在太多了。
There are so many traces of God's work.
我们的大自然的和谐。
The harmony in the universe.
而且我们说 DNA 实际上就是神的神迹，它给我们人看。
Even the range of DNA is the trace of God.
如果有机会跟大家分享这个 DNA 有多么复杂，多么的神奇，那简直就是不可想象。
If you can only come to realize the arrangement, the complexity of the DNA is really beyond belief.
那只能是一个智慧的设计。
These are the wisdom that come from God.
那就是因为我们的神。
That can only be explained by God.
他造了我们
He created us
为慕道朋友他不信主他就找一个传道人他说如果你能够回答我的问题答对了他就我就相信神
If the unbeliever come to him tell us the pastor if you can answer my question I will believe
如果你答对我就不相信
If you give me a wrong answer I will not believe
传道人说希望主给我智慧
The pastor said, "May God give me the wisdom to answer."
我不希望我的愚拙影响了你靠近神。
I hope my foolishness will not hinder your belief in God.
年轻人说来听听什么问题啊
？But then tell me your question.
就看他拿给手伸出来，他说我里面有一只鸟。
He said, "I have a bird in my hand."
说死的还是活的
？Tell me, is it dead or alive?
如果他说是死的
，Is the bird is dead?
他就看，他说是活的。
He going to show that he is alive.
因为那个鸟确实是活的。
It was a living bird.
如果那个传道人说是活的
，the pastor said the living bird.
他用手一捏。
He going to just squash the bird.
然后把绳子出来。
And show him a dead bird. Show a dead bird.
错了。
Is wrong again.
所以他知道，无论你怎么回答，你总是错。
So he know for sure, whatever the answer he gave, it will be wrong.
你们怎么回答
？How would you answer?
如果是你们，你们怎么回答
？How would you answer? You are the person.
实在是错了。
Is the bird dead? Bird alive or dead?
随便你怎么说都错，是不是
？Because you cannot come up with the right answer.
那时候年轻人就不信主了。
So the young man would not believe.
真是感谢主给他智慧。
I thank God for the wisdom God gave him.
他就说：“孩子啊 ，life is in your hand.
He answered, "Life is in your hand."
是是，生命就在你手里啊。那接下来就像我们的生命是在我们手里啊。你想，如果传福音就会传到人在上面呼召，有没有信主的要举手啊？
Now we say, anybody who wants to believe, raise your hand.
神就在你手里。我
就
盼望，盼望没有信主的，在这种情况下，赶快举起你的手。
I pray that those who do not believe, raise your hand.
当你举起的一刹那
，The moment you raise your hand,
到处就把你拉回来。
You know God will reach out to you.
就脱离了罪恶。
That we can be, save from our sin,
就脱离了撒旦。
You can save from Satan.
所以我一直跟慕道朋友讲，你们千万不要错过这个机会。
That's why I beg many of the
不要遏制圣灵的呼召。
Don't miss your chance. Do not hinder the calling of the Spirit.
当你有感动了
，When you are touched,
伸出你的手
，Raise your hand.
让主拉你。
May God reach out to you.
因为生命在你的手里。
Because the life is in your hand.
让主拉住你的手。
May God reach out to you.
那多好，天使都在唱歌。
So there will be celebration in heaven.
我们每年都有那个福音营啊，我给他们讲。后来好多人都赶着回去。
Every year we have a event called Outreach Camp, and many people will go.
是啊，我真希望就是神，我们啊，永远跟我们在一起。让我们大家都来信主。
I wish all of you can come to believe.
看，让上帝的话改变我的生命，引领我的生活。
So that by His word, He can guide our life and change our life.
是啊，我希望我们在座的。 所有的人，特别是慕道朋友，你们都有这个心愿。
I wish all you would have that heart.
希望你们早日信主，愿主祝福你们。谢谢。
谢谢。Let us conclude with a prayer. Father, we thank you for this session so that we can know how the scientists arrive at their number. Lord, we know indeed your creation is wonderful beyond our understanding. We thank you for you creating us. We also thank you for the scientists so that we can get a better understanding of your words, although we cannot fathom them. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to know you better. We pray and thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.